Sorry.
This is Viewpoint with attorney and author Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is a one-hour talk show confronting the issues of America's heart and home. And now with today's edition of Viewpoint, here is Chuck Crismeyer.
As you most likely know, a newly identified, heavily mutated coronavirus strain, dubbed Omicron, is triggering alarm across much of the globe. Prompting a rash of travel restrictions and fears that existing vaccines will be unable to stop the variant. Well, the existing vaccines haven't stopped any variant up till now, as is proven by the variants. The World Health Organization convened an emergency meeting on Friday to discuss the viral strain, declaring it a variant of concern. While giving it the new name of Omicron, they skipped over the one that should have been chosen, the next Greek letter, GXI, because they thought it might offend the Chinese premier, Xi. So they chose Omicron. Preliminary evidence suggests an increased risk of reinfection with this variant as compared to other strains, the agency concluded. While little is yet known about Omicron, the World Health Organization's chief scientist noted that it carried a number of worrying mutations that could make the strain more infectious than any other observed before. The large number of mutations have also prompted fears that Omicron could be resistant to existing vaccines and therapeutics, especially as currently available immunizations have been seen to lose effectiveness over time against other known variants of concern. In other words, they haven't been effective. It's not quite honest to say they're losing effectiveness. They just haven't been effective. And first of all, they were not effective to prevent your catching the virus, and were never intended to prevent you from catching the virus. Nor have they prevented, nor were they ever intended to prevent, the spreading of a virus. The only thing the vaccines or the shots were intended to do was to minimize the effects of the virus if you caught it. The whole world, including the medical associations and so-called experts, have been misleading the entire world and the American people and the world's peoples, and therefore increasing fear while telling them that they have to get the shot in order to stop the virus. And it is obvious for anyone who is paying any attention at all that the shots do not stop the virus, nor do they stop the variants from occurring. In fact, they're actually facilitating the variants occurring. Because viruses are very clever, and they will find ways to skip around that which stands in their way, and that's exactly what they're doing. One major determining factor concerning WHO now, that is the World Health Organization, and the virus, is the evolution of the spike proteins. We haven't heard that term for a while, have we? Microscopic protrusions that allow the coronavirus to access and hijack host cells, causing infection. Just today, I received a video put together showing the death, the collapse of major sports figures, 75 of them across the world, as a result of getting the shot. They get the shot, and within days or a week or two, they collapse right in the midst of playing their sports. Why is that happening? It's because of the spike proteins, friends. the microscopic protrusions that allow the coronavirus to access and hijack host cells. And they're affecting the cardiovascular system. They're affecting the veins and capillaries. The first cases of Omicron were identified in the African nation of Botswana on November 11th. Since then, Omicron is believed to now make up 90% of new infections in South Africa's Gauteng region. Hong Kong registered its first Omicron case on Thursday, while Israel reported an infection from a traveler returning from Malawi on Friday. Belgium became the first European nation to detect the strain Friday. The UK's health security agency deemed Omicron, quote, the worst variant we have seen so far, unquote. Yet they know nothing about it. Why would they make a statement like that? Fear, friends, fear will drive people to get more vaccines or shots. Even though the World Health Organization warned against acting too hastily with travel bans, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen called to suspend all travel to and from countries with reported cases. Though Omicron has already made major waves around the world, impacting global stock markets, causing the stock market on Friday to drop 1,000 points almost, and international travel, there is still much to be learned about the new variant and the danger it poses. In fact, they know almost nothing about it. So why are they making the statements that they are? Fear, my friends, fear. High on the agenda, however, is determining whether Omicron is resistant to currently available vaccines. Some of the world's largest pharmaceutical firms have rushed to roll out strategies for how to manage the new strain, among them Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. Now, that is our introduction here from the Russian Times with the headline, Omicron, how fear of new COVID strain gripped the world. Today, our program is dedicated to Omicron. Well, it's dedicated to our understanding of Omicron, but also, even more specifically, to why this is occurring, how it is being manipulated across the world, and its effect. Fear, facts, and faith. Omicron, fear, facts, and faith. Fear gripping the world instantly. But why? We've had the Delta variant. We've had numerous other variants. Why this one now gripping the world, when they've admitted they know nothing about it? Here's another headline. New Omicron variant stokes world fears, triggers travel bans. What about fear, friends? Fear has torment. Should we be genuflecting to fear because we hear of a new variant? Or is this actually the result of the increasing number of jabs around the world causing the initial virus to seek other variant expressions? And the more jabs we have, the more variants are increasing. Might that be what we're seeing? Nobody will certainly admit it. We'll be back.
Once upon a time, children could pray and read their Bibles in school. Divorces were practically unknown, as was child abuse. In our once great America, virginity and chastity were popular virtues, and homosexuality was an abomination.
So what happened in just one generation?
Hi, I'm Chuck Chrismeyer, and I urge you to join me daily on Viewpoint, where we discuss the most challenging issues touching our hearts and homes. Could America's moral slide relate to the Fourth Commandment?
Listen to Viewpoint on this radio station or anytime at saveus.org.
Welcome back to Viewpoint. I'm Chuck Chrismeyer. Today on Viewpoint, we take a look at Omicron, which is the new and latest variant that has been found now in a number of countries coming out of South Africa and is now gripping the world and causing the economies of the world to shake, causing the politicians of the world to shake and causing the supreme money makers of the world, the pharmaceutical companies, to look at another opportunity for increasing vast wealth. We're going to look more at Omicron, the Omicron strain. And before we do, I want you to get an understanding of how far, not the Omicron, but the countries, the governments of the world are going to the extremes to control the world's peoples, everything that we are doing or hoping to do. You're not going to believe it. Well, maybe you will. I received an email from a longtime supporter and friend of this program. He was a resident of New Zealand. And he sent me a video report from a pastor in New Zealand. I want you to listen very carefully. You're going to have to discern his down under New Zealand brogue, but try to do that and listen to what he says in the next 2 or 3 minutes.
Most of you know, I'm a pastor of a wee Baptist church here, and had some interesting news in the New Zealand Herald this morning that directly impacts me and other church leaders, according to the New Zealand Herald, that says churches are being caught by surprise by this new legislation from the government. All church leaders are supposed to receive the mRNA experimental jab by the 3rd of December. Otherwise, they face a $15,000 fine. Did you hear that? So now the government has really notched things up a level and saying that it will be illegal for church leaders to perform their roles as church leaders if they are unjabbed by December the 3rd, coming up in about a week's time. Otherwise, they receive a $15,000 fine. Well, I've got a message for Jacinda Ardern, Chris Hipkins, Ashley Bloomfield, Andrew Little, and any other of their cronies. Get your nose out of God's business. God has a message for them from his word that says, God is not mocked. I shall repay, says the Lord. So here they are again, pushing the envelope, shaking their fists at God, mocking God. And my boss, my employer, does not take that lightly. He is a jealous God, and when a government is so foolish and stupid to start really shaking their fist at God and coming after him personally and his people, his leadership, they need to think again. They need to pull their heads in and keep their nose out of God's business, because there is a judgment coming for them. They won't escape, and if they want to bring that forward, well, just continue on doing what you're doing, Ardern, Bloomfield, Hipkins, Andrew Little, all you cronies in the beehive, you just continue doing what you're doing, and you see how far that gets you, because now you're just messing. You're messing with God directly and his people. I'm not employed as an employee. I'm called as a man of God, as a pastor. For me, it's a vocation. It's who I am. It's not a job I clock in and out of. So you can take your mandate, you can take your legislation, and you can take a flying leap. And I suggest you pull your head in, otherwise you are going to find yourself coming up against a judgment from God that you are just not prepared for.
All right. Are you getting the message? The pastor is telling us that the government of New Zealand is now passing legislation to require every spiritual leader, every pastor, every priest in New Zealand to get the mRNA jab, which they really don't know anything about, or pay a $15,000 fine. Are you beginning to get the implication of this, friends? The implication of this is to either through force or threat of force, to create such fear, even among pastors, that they will capitulate to the New World Order. That really is what we're talking about here, as indeed the medical leader there in Australia told us a couple of weeks ago. She let it slip on international television, that the decisions that they were making in Australia, which were more severe even than the New Zealand, was actually in fulfillment of the requirements of the New World Order. I want you to think about that. I want you to remember that. Because it's not just about Omicron. This is just the latest iteration to drive the fear quotient even deeper. How will you respond? How are you responding? What are you saying to your friends, to your relatives, pastors? What are you saying? Are you capitulating to this threat of force, financial force? Oh, the force is going beyond that, as we will see as we go on through the program here today. The next suggestion is firing squads. You heard that correctly. The purpose in mentioning that is not to strike fear into your mind and heart, but help you to realize where this is going and why it is taking the trajectory that it is. It has very little to do with health and everything to do with bringing the entire world and its governments and its peoples and its faith under the submission to a new world order or global government. What does that sound like to you? Does that sound suspiciously like what the Bible has foretold concerning the status of the world before Christ returns? And you thought you were going to avoid all of this. Nobody's avoided it yet. No. This is the time, friends, when we must know how to stand, and having done all to stand in faith. Therefore, the title of today's program, while it's focused on Omicron, which is the new variant, the real issue is fear, facts, and faith. We're providing the facts to you here today on Viewpoint, a whole variety of facts, so that we can understand the greater scope of this issue. It's not just about the discovery of a new variant. That is being used or manipulated into a new fear quotient to deepen your willingness to capitulate to the mandates of a new global government that is on its way very quickly. You might want to seriously consider getting a copy of my book, Antichrist, How to Identify the Coming Imposter. This is coming much quicker than you would ever have expected, isn't it? But it is coming. And you can see it's not just way off in the future. It's right now, right in front of your eyeballs. Capable of being seen and heard and understood and grasped, if we have a willingness to do so. You're going to have to stand. And whether or not you have received the jab up till now is not a point of discussion today. That's between you and God. But that's not the end of it. First, we were told we had to have a second jab. Then we were told we had to have a third jab in order to be considered fully vaccinated. Now we're told there needs to be at least a fourth jab, and perhaps one every 6 months or every year from now on till eternity. That's right. So did they tell the truth, or did they not even know what they were talking about and use this in a manipulative way in order to make massive money. And also to bring about massive control that otherwise could never have been achieved. If either one of those is true, or both of them, it's the most monumental wickedness that we have yet seen on the planet. And it's not over yet. And you have heard me say that I did not believe that these jabs were by themselves the mark of the beast. One reason for that is that the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 13 that that mark, whatever it is, will be on the right hand or in the forehead. These jabs are not in the right hand or the forehead, but there is something coming behind this, and the stage is being set royally for that to occur. I would seriously urge you to get a copy of the book, Antichrist, How to Identify the Coming Imposter. $22 on our website, saveus.org. $22 on the website, saveus.org. Or give us a call, 1-800-SAVE-USA. That's 1-800-SAVE-USA. Or write to us at Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Writing a check at $5 for postage and handling. I think it would make a great gift for a lot of people. Another great gift for men would be Hearts of the Fathers, Leaving a Legacy That Lasts. What an incredible gift that would make. A real life-changing gift. Hearts of the Fathers on our website. It's a $23 book. Yours for $18 on our website, saveus.org. Saveus.org. Again, you can give us a call at 1-800-SAVE-USA or write to us at Save America Ministries. By the way, if you get Antichrist and Hearts of the Fathers at the same time, it will save you $3 in the postage and handling. Okay, now let us move forward, because we have so much to talk about. The fear, the facts, and the faith. Here's what we know about the COVID Omicron strain. First of all, we ask the question, is this a hyped-up fake variant to increase government's control of the people with a new vaccine, lockdowns, and more mandates? If it's real, this proves that current vaccine strategy is a failure, since a new vaccine would have to be developed and provided worldwide. So where does it stop? It appears that Omicron may be a rebranded COVID variant just in time for Christmas lockdowns. Vaccine-only failure. The Biden administration has myopically focused on the vaccine-only strategy. Now let's look at the background. This is regarded as the most heavily mutated variant of the coronavirus so far, as it has 32 mutations in the spike protein and 50 overall. More specifically, scientists have highlighted that there are 10 mutations versus 2 in the Delta variant regarding the receptor binding domain, which is the portion of the virus that makes initial contact with cells. The Omicron variant was identified 5 days ago initially in Botswana, with subsequent confirmation and sequencing in South Africa, with about 100 confirmed cases that have now been detected in Israel and Hong Kong and Belgium. This is where we are. Now, is this more deadly, some are suggesting, than other variants? Well, it's really too early to determine if the new variant has higher mortality than previous variants, because they don't know hardly anything about it, and there's no experience with it. Therefore, shall not we fear? Therefore, shall not we fear? therefore shall not you fear. It's time to walk by faith. We'll be back.
There is so much more about Chuck Crismier and Save America Ministries on our website, saveus.org. For example, under the marriage section, God has marriage on his mind. Chuck has some great resources to strengthen your marriage. First off, a fact sheet on the state of the marital union, a fact sheet on the state of ministry, marriage, and morals. SaveUS.org. Marriage, divorce, and remarriage. What does the Bible really teach about this? Find all of this at SaveUS.org. Also, a letter to pastors, the Hosea Project, SaveUS.org, and many more resources to strengthen your marriage. It's all on Chuck's website, SaveUS.org. Again, you can listen to Chuck's Viewpoint broadcast live and archived. Save America Ministries website at SaveUS.org.
Welcome back to Viewpoint. I'm Chuck Crismier. Today we're talking specifically about Omicron, the latest variant of the coronavirus that nobody knows hardly anything about, including the scientists. But what they do know is this variant has an incredibly high amount of spike mutations, which suggests this could be of real concern. Because it's the spike mutations that in reality are creating people falling over dead all over the world, not the virus. Oh, yes, there are those who do die as a result of the virus, but there are more people dying from the jab. And that isn't being talked about, because that would not market the vaccines. It also would not market the effect, the desire of those behind the scenes seeking to drive the entire world under submission to a new world order. Will you go into a panic? Will this cause the world to go into a global panic, sending the markets still plunging further when we don't hardly know anything about it? But people will run in fear. God's people ought not to run in fear. We should be living by faith, and faith is a long obedience in the same direction. We trust the Lord with all our heart. We lean not on our own understanding. We do not follow the ways of the world. We do not follow and capitulate to the scare tactics of wicked and unrighteous people. Scientists are asking whether Omicron could spread faster than Delta. Obviously, the fact that they ask the question means they don't know. Why, then, should you run in terror and panic and fear when the scientists themselves don't know? But Dr. Fauci will do everything he can as a globalist under the tutelage of Bill Gates, a consummate globalist with billions of dollars to spend to advance his agenda. Fauci will tell you what the globalists need you to know. The Russian Times has this question or statement. COVID variant as deadly as Ebola may emerge, top physician warns. Here's another threat. Further mutations of the COVID-19 virus could spawn a strain as contagious as Delta and as deadly as the Ebola virus. That's the stark warning from the World Medical Association. Really? But they don't know. This doctor representing the World Medical Association says it may be necessary to keep vaccinating the world for years to come. What right, scientifically, would this doctor or his organization have to say that this COVID variety might be as wicked and dangerous as the Ebola virus? He has no basis for that. It's just pure supposition. But this is how this is working, friends. to drive fear and terror into the world's population and governments. Tyranny by fear. Tyranny by fear. That's what we're dealing with here. There has been the alpha, the original mutation of COVID variant, the COVID variety. Then there was beta with three new spikes. Then there was gamma that was deadlier still. Then there was the delta called the red alert. And now we have Omicron with 32 mutations of the spike protein. You know what this is telling us, friends? This is telling us that the pharmaceutical companies that have created this jab, not a vaccine, they're calling it a vaccine, but it is not a vaccine, and that's why the World Health, that's why the CDC had to change its definition of a vaccine 2 to 3 weeks ago under threat of a congressman to expose the fact that this was not a vaccine. So they had to change the definition of a vaccine because these jabs were not vaccines and still are not. What is creating these mutations? They're mutations of the spike protein, friends. The spike proteins are the very heart and essence of these jabs, the mRNA jab. Should we be surprised then that there are more mutations coming, and with every one, there's an increasing variation of the spike proteins? No. This is actually what they were created to do. Now, Big Pharma is unveiling its plans for an Omicron strain. But we're going to see how dangerous this is. Because the vaccine inventor, I have it right here in front of me, has given another warning. He calls it "The Future of Global Totalitarianism is Here." That's the title. Americans should pay attention to the severe coronavirus-related restrictions on civil liberties in Australia, Canada, and now Austria, said the inventor of mRNA vaccine technology, warning the virus increasingly is becoming a platform for advancing other agendas. Dr. Robert Malone, an immunologist and virologist who researched the use of message RNA in vaccines at the Salk Institute in the 1980s, said the future of global totalitarianism is here, and it's not evenly distributed. He said in an interview last Monday that the first country to require that every citizen be vaccinated is the most egregious example of the deployment of totalitarian approach to this whole thing. And that was, by the way, Austria. The European nation and others, Malone said, are using what Professor Matthias Desmet of Ghent University in Belgium calls mass formation psychosis. Basically, it's the madness of crowds. And a lot of these governments have been overtaken by this form of psychosis or hypnosis. They believe that these vaccines are effective, and they clearly are not. Are you listening, my friend? This is the inventor of the mRNA vaccine technology. He is saying clearly these vaccines are not effective. They clearly are not. And he has been warning the whole world for 2 or 3 months now, do not spread these so-called vaccines. He warned the FDA not to approve these vaccines for children. He said it's way too dangerous. You see, what they're trying to do is stop at the front side the symptoms when you get the original virus. The problem is that it creates a situation in your body that for all practical purposes ends up recreating your susceptibility to the next variant coming down the pike, because the spike proteins are replacing your immune system. Your immune system is disappearing. This is the reason why Dr. Malone said this is way, way too scary. Do not do these things. At a news conference last Monday, Dr. Gunner, pointed his finger repeatedly for emphasis that anyone who opposes vaccine mandates, even if vaccinated, will be regarded by the government as an anti-vaxxer. And your personal vaccination status is utterly irrelevant, he said. They're trying to force, no matter how, whether you've had the virus or not, and have natural immunity, it doesn't matter. All of this is impervious to the real facts. Dr. Malone said in his interview that many governmental leaders and public health officials are impervious to data and actual facts. Coronavirus advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci, vaccine funder Bill Gates, and others now are conceding that the COVID-19 so-called vaccines do not prevent infection and transmission. Their pitch now is that the vaccines prevent serious disease and death. But do they? Not really. As we're going to see. Oh, there's so much here, friends, so much. It's frustrating. To sort out what we have time to actually talk about. FDA files 26,000 nervous system disorders from the Pfizer vaccine in the first 2.5 months. 26,000 nervous system disorders alone, not to mention all the other problems.
Have you ever considered what the early church was like? Many people are developing a heart longing for greater fulfillment in our practices as Christians. A recent study showed 53,000 people a week are leaving the back door of America's churches in frustration. What is going on? Why has there not been even a 1% gain among followers of Christ in the last 25 years? Could it be that God is seeking to restore first century Christianity for the 21st century? Jesus said, "I'll build my church." Is Christ by His Spirit stirring to prepare the church for the 21st century? The early church prayed together and broke bread from house to house. They were family, and it was said by all who observed, "Behold how they love one another." Incredible.
But the same can be found right now. Go to saveus.org and click Sell Church. We can revive first century Christianity for the 21st century.
It's about people, not programs. It's about a body, not a building.
That's saveus.org. Click Sell Church.
Omicron, fear, facts, and faith. The FDA files. Federal Drug Administration was served in a lawsuit against Pfizer As a result of a Freedom of Information Act and lawsuit, 159,000 adverse events from the Pfizer vaccine alone occurred in the first 2.5 months of its distribution. 159,000, just under 159,000 adverse events from the Pfizer shot alone, just in the first 2.5 months of distribution, and that's the ones that are reported. Now, of those, 26,000 were of the nervous system. In other words, completely undermined and destroyed people's nervous systems. The spike proteins. That was just in the first 2.5 months, friends. Can you understand then why the FDA has asked permission to be able to hide and not report all of the information that they have for 55 years? They want to hide this information for 55 years. They don't want it to get out. Does this sound like transparency to you? Does this sound like good faith and credit to you? Does this sound like a group, Federal Drug Administration, that is there to actually protect the American people? Or is it there to be a controlling aspect to deal out the necessary controls in the under the aegis of care to bring about a new world order through fear and threat and force and threat of force? This came from the UK. Australia has recorded 11 times more deaths in 8 months following COVID-19 vaccination than it has deaths following every other vaccine combined in over 50 years. Does that sound like it's safe to you? No. Can you understand now why the inventor of this mRNA concept has warned the world about not getting into it? He said, you have no idea what you're getting into and where it's going to lead. It is so dangerous. The UK government data said there's a significantly higher death rate for the vaccinated over the unvaccinated. That came out on November 22nd, 2021, just a couple of days ago. These are the Office of National Statistics in the UK. Significantly higher death rate for the vaccinated over the unvaccinated. Now, where is this going? Well, very quickly, Canadian colleges are forcing out unvaccinated students in spite of the fact that they have a low COVID risk. And even if they are not on campus, citizens are raging by the tens of thousands across Europe over vaccine mandates. In New York, a hospital emergency room has ceased operation after its employees refused to get vaccinated. These are nurses, friends, that see the danger. Nearly 200 state lawmakers have told Biden to put immediate halt to his mandate. Over 500 Vanguard employees, the investment firm, over 500 Vanguard employees have formed a group to stand together for medical freedom against COVID mandates. They're refusing to get the jab. This is the only way to resist, friends. In Fiji, church ministers in Fiji are quitting over refusal to get the vaccination. The pressure on the clergy to get the injections from Fiji's government, no jab, no job policy, was announced in June, and now push is coming to shove, and pastors are saying, we're not going to get the jab. What will you do? Are you living by faith or by fear? Now the Jews are being attacked. In Beverly Hills, anti-Semitic flyers have been spread over Beverly Hills saying that the whole COVID pandemic issue is being driven by Jews. Where do you think that's going? A TV channel has enforced Biden's vaccine mandate, forcing out a Trump advisor. And believe it or not, this is Newsmax. Believe it or not, Newsmax has compelled every one of those that appear on its program to get the vax. Who would have ever believed it from Newsmax? A top ICU doctor has been suspended because he refused to take the vaccine and believed it was absolutely morally necessary to provide hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin as a legitimate treatment for people, but the hospital refused. Now a vaccine pass is being programmed into cell phones. Merck, the pharmaceutical company Merck, now has admitted that their COVID pill that was supposed to be the last greatest thing since sliced bread is not as effective as they said. Fear is gripping the world. This is not a game, friends. This is very, very serious. Now, believe it or not, a story has just come out saying that there are those who are now demanding that those who are not vaccinated or getting the jab must be lined up in front of trenches and shot. That is being spread with popular consumption and agreement on the internet, saying these people don't deserve to live. What we're dealing with here is radically irrational fear. And fear has torment, friends. Fear will cause people to do things unimaginable, will cause Christians, professing Christians, to do things unimaginable, will cause professing Christians to take the mark of the beast, and the majority will, out of fear. I may be appearing to say this with some strength, but behind the strength are tears in my eyes and in my heart, because I know what is about to happen. It's already happening. And those who are succumbing through fear or force or threat of force are setting themselves up for the greatest test of all history. The coming beast government and its system to control every man, woman, and child by receiving the infamous mark. We haven't seen it yet. And if this is happening, if these attitudes are happening, if these fear quotients are taking place, under these circumstances, just think what will happen under the new regime of the beast government, a one world order, under the dominion of a counterfeit Christ who will gain his position by flattery and popular acclaim. Are you beginning to get the picture? The purpose here is not to scare you. but it is to help us to see the reality from a spiritual viewpoint. Now, if you want to respond by faith, there are things that you can do and should do that do not risk or change your faith quotient, that do not risk your relationship with the Lord, to do not change your trust quotient. And here are some of those things, very simply. Go outside and get some sun on your face every day. Doesn't take a lot. Take a vitamin D capsule every day. In fact, maybe two. One in the morning, one at night. Because people who have low vitamin D in their systems have been shown to be far, far, far more susceptible to catching the virus. Next, take a zinc capsule every day, or pill every day. Zinc, vitamin D, and then you might want to beef up your system, your immune system, with a multivitamin. And those are just some simple things that you can do. Will they necessarily be fully efficacious to prevent all problems? No. But those things have been shown to be efficacious. Whereas the so-called vaccines have not been. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, friends. Don't lean to your own understanding or the driving of a fear quotient coming from this source and that source. Look, it's time for us to trust the Lord with all our hearts. Yes, do what you can do reasonably to protect yourself with basic health. That's godly, because your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. But why would you want to put in your body as the temple of the Holy Spirit that which is increasingly seen through the facts to be highly destructive and dangerous? Why would you want to replace your God-given immune system with a counterfeit? That's what these jabs are doing. What other counterfeits are you going to be willing to receive? A counterfeit savior? Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Having done all to stand, stand, friends, having your loins girt about with truth, facts. Don't believe Joe Biden when he says we believe in truth, not facts. No, truth always relies on facts. And faith is factual. And it will trust God, who is more trustworthy than Dr. Fauci or the CDC or the president. Thanks for joining us. Get a copy of the book, Antichrist, How to Identify the Coming Imposter. You won't be sorry. $22, we'll put it in your hands. It's on our website, saveus.org. Give us a call, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Write to us. Thanks for joining us here, friends. Please be prayerful. Trust in the Lord, friends. Cast all your care upon Him. He cares for you.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Chrismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.